Hey, what's going on, guys? This is Samim, your host. This is a very special edition of my podcast where I recorded while driving. Got totally inspired by Bill Burr, who had the audacity and the courage to record his extremely popular podcast on his phone while driving. So here we go. Check out, come down, roll up the window. And I'm going to try it because today, nothing is happening today. I don't know why not a single thing is happening. Just super lazy. When I do decide to get out of bed to do something, it wasn't happening. Go to kids' house to wash my car and to hang out with them. They weren't home and the car wash was packed, like, which is really weird. It's freaking cloudy outside, you know. It looks like it might rain. So all and then of course you are thinking when you see that, these idiots, why are they washing their car while you are trying to wash your car? Then I don't know, then I go to the beach. I'm like, all right, let me do this for Checo, right? Let me go to the beach for Checo because he's been at home all day and he's been a good boy, just supporting my laziness, you know. And I'm like, that's not fair to him. And he started being in a playful mood, which very obvious that he is. He will pick up toys and will try to, like, he will point it to you, like, he will, like, put it in his mouth and then come up to you, like, as in throw it so I can catch it, so I can, like, go get it and bring it back, and then don't take it from me, but do take it away from me, game, you know. So that's when I was like, all right, fuck it, let's just go to the beach. I'm gonna try to make this work. I don't have any energy. I feel lazy. Maybe it's depression, but I try to remember my own freaking philosophy, my own words. So I'm like, all right, what would I do? You know, what would I say? I should say. What do I say about my podcast? Let me not be a hypocrite and let me follow my own, you know, advice, if you will, my own words. And it's always do what you can, you know. If you can't, push yourself just a little bit. Just sometimes you just got to push yourself a little bit. Like, all right, I don't have energy to do a CrossFit workout today, which I don't do. I'm just saying, like, if you're in that situation, but maybe I can go for a walk or run or whatever, like, push yourself to that. Anyways, do what you can instead of applying an all or nothing thinking. So there we go. So I'm like, all right, let's try again. Earlier the car wash at the kid's house didn't work out, so I'm like, all right, let me try this now. So let me go to a beach and record a podcast episode, and then, you know, and then that way, Checo gets out of the house, I get to do something productive, and I get to be exposed to nature, get my antidepressant, I guess. Guess what happened? We're on the beach, and I kept trying to record this episode. And I tried different things. I tried to change it up because I was just thinking, like, what if I just make it, just very dynamic, a little bit louder, a little bit more interesting, and hook the listener from beginning to end type, you know, I had that type of mentality. But it just wasn't happening. I just didn't feel it. I'm like, that's not me. I'm like, what am I doing, you know? So I did that, like, five times. And then at the end, the last attempt, I tried to do it. Checo starts running really fast after a bird, and I was like, of course, I had to stop the podcast and, like, not run after him. But thank God he responded to just my calls. And yeah, so just a super weird day. And besides my philosophy of, like, do what you can, it's also another thing I've mentioned before that I think is important to realize is that not every day is going to look the same and not every day is going to feel the same. I think that's important as human beings to understand that. That's why 9 to 5 is such a weird ass concept, because you expect it to be sort of in the same mode and mood every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Like, you're just very little leeway, right? Like, you can't be all depressed at work. Like, it just doesn't work. Like, it's just, you can't be all whatever, you know. Like, you can't be bipolar at work, you know. Like, you just have to be the same every day, 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. And that's what doesn't make sense to me. Like, that just, I'm like, that's not. And then you're saying what everybody else is doing. There's so many people that are living this consistent, constant type of lifestyle. So your argument doesn't make any sense, because that's not true, that you're saying that every human, you know, has different, goes through different types of days and it's not constant. But what you don't understand, and this is the point that I'm realizing, is that there's people who are alive, and then there's people who are like sort of like robots. They don't realize it. They go through the motions. They're alive. They're breathing. They're walking. But they're just the body. They're just the brain and the body. There's no spirit there. There's no. And when you're, the closer you get to your spirit, you're gonna have, you know, more ups and downs. You're gonna have more fluctuations in your moods. So that is also a sign that you're alive, versus being one of the walking deads, I call them, one of the batteries, if you want to use a Matrix reference. So yeah, so I gotta like, okay, today's a lazy day. The thing is, I don't have, this is not scientific, and this is not proven per se. So this is what, where only you sort of apply only faith. Like, some of these things are just things that you just like, I believe this to be true without hard evidence. And that's the scary part. That's the part where, like, that's why spirituality is so, you know, it's easy and feels good to listen to, but like almost impossible to truly genuinely implement, because it all depends on faith. It all depends on, like, because it's not hard science. It is sort of like, and you can have 1,000 successful people say it's true on Oprah's podcast, but at the end of the day, you still have to, you know, live by it, and you have to implement it in your own life. And that takes a lot of, like, faith. And I have, and I'm applying it. And so far, to be honest, you can argue both ways. You can argue that my life has been an example why it doesn't work, and it has been an example why it does work. You could, there's both ways, could be, it can be interpreted in both ways. So, because as in terms of success, it doesn't, it's proven to be false, because I'm the least successful human being, you know, exaggerating, but like sort of like, but by exaggeration, we make the point more clearly. You know, like, I don't have a billion dollar business. I don't have a best-selling book. I don't have a podcast that people listen to. I don't have a blog that people follow. I don't have a super popular Instagram account. I don't do well on TikTok. I have tried YouTube and no response. And yeah, so in terms, if you want to define whether this stuff that we hear about on spiritual podcasts works, if I am the example of the one who's following it, you know, and you could argue whether I'm following it correctly or not, I guess it doesn't work. And so there's the argument for that. But then also at the same time, I'm not dead, I'm not homeless, I'm not in jail, I'm alive. I'm sort of, things are sort of falling into place in weird ways sometimes. Like, I got laid off, but the week before that, I found a cheaper place to live, half the rent. You know, coincidence? Maybe, you know. But it's just, so, and I don't, I chase success, money, and all that stuff, fame, I do. It's the human in me, the kid in me, the insecurity in me, there's no doubt about it. But I also know that's not what I truly chase. I know there's something deeper below that, where, like, I would be happy if I had love, if I had an income where I don't have to worry about where I would sleep, I would live in a safe, good area. I would have money for healthcare. I would have money for food. I would have money to travel, to have freedom to get up and leave. That's important to me. So, you know, I do have that requirement there. And but if I have people who I love and they make me laugh and I'm happy and we're living a good life in the sense that we're all feeling safe amongst each other to be ourselves and we can become ourselves and we are not worried, we're not fearful because we have people that we can depend on that believe us, that understand us, that support us, then you have everything, you know, you really do. And so I do want that. So anyway, so yeah, I guess this episode did turn out to be a little bit different than the... Oh, Checo is just so damn adorable. We've been just hanging out all day. He's just right next to me. And just, yeah, we're just like lovey-dovey. So, what was I going to say? So I guess at the end of the day, this episode did end up different than the usual ones, which was sort of like my intention. But anyways, I guess I need to get to rule number 8, right, of the Stoicism rules. Let's do it. Kind of excited. Again, I'm always excited. I try not to look ahead of what they are, what the next one is, if I can. So that way I get to be excited. So let's see. I'm driving, so I'm stopping right now, guys. The car is stopping. I'm only doing this. If I'm... Oh, I might have to... I might have to pause this to do it even more safely. So rule number 8, right? All right, you guys gonna... You know what? We're gonna have to postpone this for a minute because traffic started to move again. See, I can't do what Bill Burr does. Bill Burr can like drive around and just point out things that are happening around him. I see a purple Tesla, so it's one of those car wrap thingy where you wrap the car in a different color. So I always thought that was interesting because it's the same Tesla. It's the Tesla, the exactly same thing. There's a white one right behind it, exactly the same. That is hilarious. That exactly makes my point. But this guy wrapped his in purple. Like, you are not special. Your Tesla is not special. Like, it's the same exact Tesla. It just looks purple. And, but I'm not hating on that, to be honest. I don't mind a good rap. Entering Lawndale, California, which is sort of like the working class city next to the beach city. So there's Redondo Beach, Hermosa Beach, Manhattan Beach, and then there's, and then like if you go a little bit more inward, you hit Lawndale. And Lawndale is where, like, a lot of Hispanics live, very working class. It's not the hood, but it's not the rich area. It's, like, right in the middle. And I sort of love it. I sort of fell in love with Lawndale maybe because of the kids, but when I entered the kids' life, and Lawndale kind of was, like, a good experience, really. And, so I don't mind coming here. Like, Hermosa Beach is beautiful, but it's just that eeriness of rich, successful white people. It's just like there's a certain like eeriness, a certain like I don't know how to describe it. It's that they can be so weird at times, like just like so awkward. Like their sense of goodness is just so weird. Like over here, people don't give a shit. Like they just go about their day and just. They're friendly when they're friendly, they're like sort of genuinely friendly, you know. And then in Hermosa, it's more that like, let's live this incredible awesome life here, guys. So let's talk extra weird. Like, I don't know if that makes sense, if you guys feel the same way of experiences, but there's like conversations that are just not real. Like, just like, I'm not saying all of the people in Hermosa are like that. I'm saying like there is a certain fakeness to it. That is just like, I don't know. I'd rather live in this working class neighborhood where I know people are real than to live in, well, I love Hermosa. I take that back. I love Hermosa because I ignore the people, because the place itself is still gorgeous. Like, it's just a beautiful beach city. So that they can't take away. The people can't take away. So I love the place. But in terms of people, I would pick Lawndale, because like I said, it's just, and you would think like one of the reasons why I wanted to get away, if anything, from Lawndale at some point, or from places like Lawndale, is because I was like, people drive like maniacs, for example. I'm like, you know, it's not safe, you know. But it's not true. I realized that people in freaking Hermosa, I don't know what it is. This is the weirdest thing to me. They have everything. So they have this gorgeous, beautiful house. Each one has a house that's $10 million. Beautiful interior. You can see them through the windows. Like, just gorgeous. Drop that gorgeous interior. Like, you want to, like, you, it feels like you died, you went to heaven. You have these gorgeous families, too. Like, beautiful kids, and they have a dog, and they have Teslas, and all that stuff. But then, here's the weird part. Here's the part that, like, always, like my brain shakes every time it experiences it. They drive, like, in a hurry. They drive, like, in a rush and aggressively. They will, like, there's a shit ton of stop sign in Hermosa. So it, like, keeps, and, like, no one knows how to stop. People go when they shouldn't go, and there's honking, and there's, like, this sort of little, I guess it's first class problems, but, like, stress associated with just driving in that sense. And so the driving is not better. That's what I'm trying to say. It's like, even though you live in Hermosa, you would think like, oh yeah, like these people have it all. They gotta drive like angels, right? Nope. What do we have here, huh? Is that a beautiful woman or what? Can't tell. Nope, can't tell. So I'm trying to date again. So I'm like, I gotta force myself almost to like pay attention to the opposite sex, to like get myself to like make some moves. But that's not right. My cousin reminded me it will happen when you don't try. And that's true. That's also my philosophy. And I gotta sort of remember it to apply it. Anyways, let me see. This talk before I get to the Stoics rules, the Stoicism rules, they're getting longer and longer. The whatever you want to call it, pre-rule talk, the intro, Checo. So they're getting longer. Now I'm literally leaving you with the rule as the very last thing on this podcast. So, all right, here we go. I got to the kid's house. Weird day. When it's like that, just, I don't know, do something fun. That's my advice. Besides trying to do what you can, also ask yourself, what is one fun thing I can do that I haven't done in a while? Go to movies, go to a bar, go to meet up with friends, hit up a friend that you haven't talked to in a while. Well, you get the point. So anyways, here we go. Rule number 8. Here we go. Own the morning. That is hilarious. On the day, now I feel bad. Should I have owned the morning? On the day, I felt super lazy and I didn't do anything. And, okay, I got up at an okay time. For me, it's late, 8 a.m., I think, 7 a.m., 8 a.m. I forgot exactly what time, around that time. And I worked on my coding boot camp lecture slides. I'm trying to get one per day done. So I got that done real quick because it's one of the short ones where I'll probably be lecturing using an example more than the notes. So I did my part. And then I didn't make coffee because I didn't want to crash. If I have coffee in the morning after I slept like 9 hours, I usually crash hard. So I went to the store, got me some, I think it was just like, I don't know what it was. It was like a latte type thing. It was actually, no, it was like a chai. and it was actually really good. Kind of expensive, $5 for two servings. So so anyway, I made that with milk, and that was delicious. But I think it had caffeine in it because I crashed. Like, I crashed. I went to bed right after. So I went to sleep again after that. So, you know, part of the reason why I was lazy today is because I feel like the caffeine part. So all in the morning, right? Stoicism, right? I sort of like that. I mean, I sort of agree and disagree, if you will. Like, with me, I told you every rule is you can adjust it, and I will adjust it myself for my personal life. But owning the mornings, first of all, as I get older, I love the mornings. I'm getting obsessed with the mornings more than the night. Sometimes I just want to go to bed so I can experience the morning. That's how excited I get. Morning, especially at 5 a.m., 6 a.m., like early mornings, like 4 a.m., is the best. Like, I think it's one of the best times of the day. I need to be productive. I need to be like, no, what I'm trying to say is I need to be, what I need, where I strive, if you will, is when I am super productive. When I'm productive, it doesn't work. I crash, I stop, I get lazy. I have to be so productive, like Kevin Hart, Dwayne The Rock Johnson productive type thing. I think that's where I shine. So it's either that or nothing, almost. So, anyways, in the mornings. Mornings are awesome for a lot of reasons. One is, like, there's a sense of beginning and renewal. And then there's this, you know, you slept, the day, last day is over, it's done. Now it's a new day. And then the morning, it's quiet too. And it's so, like, and then the beauty of the dusk or the dawn, right? Is it dawn? Yeah, the dawn. It's just so beautiful. Oh, here's another freaking mystery that I will never, ever in a billion trillion years understand. This is like one of the weirdest things to me. People who drive like maniacs at 5 a.m. in the morning to get to a job that they hate. So, talk about a mystery. Like, what are you rushing to? The job that you just complained about? Like, and then like, oh, it gets worse. The people who rush to the job, in the morning, but also the ones that have the window down and are smoking. Like, I'm not gonna go too harshly after smokers because I smoked at one point in my life, but like, that to me is like the ultimate death. Like you have one of the most gorgeous opportunities to enjoy life, the morning. Have a nice, slow, controlled cruise. Enjoy the morning. Listen to some nice music. Don't listen to any music. Listen to a nice podcast. Listen to an audiobook. But, you know, enjoy it. But, like, you rushing, cutting everybody off, creating stress at 5 a.m. in the morning, and then you're smoking. The only thing missing is that person being on Instagram at the same time while smoking. All right, I'll let you guys go. Checo's getting anxious. He knows we got to the kid's house and he just wants to get out. So take care. Love you. Bye.